Yesterday was my favorite holiday, something I've shared on here before and probably will again on future late November episodes, at least for as long as they keep letting me do this show. Thanksgiving is my favorite for a whole host of reasons, from family to trapping to football to so many fantastic memories. When you take into consideration the time of year, what the holiday recognizes, and the plethora of great things that are a part of the celebration, I just can't think that you could come up with a better holiday. So, what did your Thanksgiving Thursday look like as far as celebrating? I am actually sharing this and taping this before Thanksgiving has happened yet, but I can tell you in advance of the actual day, with pretty darn solid certainty, that my plans will have me celebrating with several families from church that I am good friends with. We'll have an abundance of food, though I don't know exactly what yet. Chances are pretty good that there will be turkey and possibly ham, which has me pretty excited. The wife of the family that hosts our meal always cooks a homemade macaroni and cheese that's the very best in the whole wide world. Thanks, Dana. And that alone is reason enough to be very thankful. Football games will be watched, blessings of various sorts will be discussed, even if they're not framed as such, and it's probable that some details for various winter hunts will be hashed out. After all, winter moose is right around the corner. The kids will be loud and have fun, and at some point it will hit me, on a very deep level, just how incredibly blessed I am and how much I have to be thankful for. Something I try to remember in some way every day anyway. So what about you? What did and do you have to be thankful for? Let's share a few things that are often on my list, some of which may or may not be on yours as well. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. A lot of us probably trace what we know about Thanksgiving back to our elementary school days, when it was still actually cool and fun to cut out in color turkeys traced from the shape of our hands. During those early single-digit years, we likely learned the basics of what we know about Thanksgiving, supported by more detailed lessons learned in history classes, in junior high, high school, and maybe even college. Thanksgiving in the United States largely recognizes a particular harvest celebration nearly 400 years ago that was held by a battered but thankful group of colonists that we popularly call the Pilgrims, and the Native American tribe that contributed greatly to why those Pilgrims were even still around to be thankful in the first place. That initial harvest festival, the first Thanksgiving, was held sometime during the fall of 1621, though the exact month and date are not known. The Pilgrims, after traveling across the Atlantic Ocean, suffered the unfortunate fate of being exceedingly ill-prepared, far too late in the year, in a place where they really weren't supposed to even be anyway. They arrived on the shores of Massachusetts late in 1620, and were not adequately equipped to survive any kind of winter at all, let alone a New England winter. New England winters rating among the more brutal, or so it's my understanding. Only 51 out of the 102 Pilgrims survived that first winter. Mercy and generosity on the part of the Wampanoag tribe allowed the survivors to carve out a life the following spring and summer, which led to that first harvest celebration, an event that lasted for 3 days and included all of the Pilgrims and 90 members of the tribe. Actually, surviving seems like a pretty solid thing to be thankful for, particularly when you consider that half of whom you knew weren't able to stake a claim to that. So, what did you have to be thankful for yesterday? What were you thinking about over the course of the day as you celebrated? At the very, very top of the list for me, and there's nothing even remotely close, is faith and family. The faith part I won't go into here because it's not the proper forum, but it is enough to say that it's the guiding part of my life each and every day. Tied to that is the family I've been blessed to share life with, my wife and my two daughters and my now 26-year-old son, which really doesn't seem possible since I still feel something like 26 myself. At one time in my life, I was quite resolute that I didn't want to be a dad, as I felt very strongly that I'd be a very poor one and did not want to subject my potential kids to that. Boy, was I wrong. Being a dad is the absolute best thing I've ever done, and nothing provides me with as much joy as my kids, and to share in the life that we have with my wife. Because this is Field Notes, I'm going to take it in more of an outdoor direction now. But to overlook what is always at the top of the list for which I am thankful just didn't seem like the right thing to do, so a brief mention seemed an appropriate thing. I greatly suspect that for many of you, your list starts in much the same way. I am thankful for my grandparents, both of whom have passed away. I choose to recognize them separately, and in this way, because a very, very large portion of my love of the outdoors came from these two wonderful people. My grandpa was the single most influential person in my life, and every day I chase after the humble example he set for me, hoping I can somehow be even a fraction of the man he was. He taught me how to shoot a gun, bait a hook, tie a knot, start a fire, run a trap line, and so many more things that I certainly wouldn't have time to list them all here, even if I could remember them. He was a quiet, confident, humble man whose work ethic, patience, and generosity showed me how life is meant to be lived. I miss him every day and am thankful for the time that I had with him. I am thankful for the many outstanding people I am able to count as friends, many of whom I share daily life with here in Dillingham. Several of them are frequent hunting and fishing companions as well, and our time spent together in the pursuit of fish or game has served to strengthen our friendships. I'm a big fan of the outdoor humor writer Patrick McManus, and even shared one of his stories on an episode a number of years ago. He has a paragraph in a story about temporary measures that I've always thought was funny. In it, one thing he addresses is fishing companions, but it could just as easily be hunting companions as well. Let me share that paragraph with you now. I've always wanted to have a good fishing companion, a man of learning and culture and good taste, a man who appreciates classical music and literature, good drink and fine foods, a man who knows the Latin names of flora and fauna, a man who enjoys the opportunity to commune with nature, whether or not any fish are caught. Instead, my fishing companion is Rich Sweeney, who says things like, "Not one lousy fish. Doesn't that beat all? I wish those bleeping birds would shut up. They're getting on my nerves. This cheap beer ain't too bad, but it has an awful aftertaste when you belch it." Strange as it may seem, even after 40 years of fishing with him, I still like to think of Rich as a temporary measure. I share that excerpt because I am very blessed, I'm very thankful, that the hunting and fishing companions I have are the best types of companions I could ever hope to have. I am thankful that they are not, to my way of thinking, temporary measures. Oh, and by the way, I'm very thankful for Patrick McManus, whose outdoor musings have brought a great deal of laughter to my life. Say what you want about the recently completed presidential election, but I'm looking forward to being thankful for gun and ammo prices starting to drop and for the availability of certain items to begin to increase. I guess this is still something of a down-the-line-a-bit kind of thing because it hasn't happened yet, but the prevailing sentiment seems to be that with a Republican president and Republican Congress, gun and ammo prices will begin to drop and some items that have been harder to find might become easier. As someone who likes to hunt and shoot, that's certainly something to be thankful for, assuming it does happen. I am thankful for the food we have available to us, thanks to the lifestyle we have living here. I know my wife is very glad for the salmon we have in the freezer, and I'm a happy camper every time I get to cook up caribou or moose, always looking ahead eagerly to future opportunities to resupply the freezer. I enjoy pretty much everything to do with hunting, but make no mistake about it, at the end of the day, it comes down to having meat in the freezer. I am very thankful I live where that's so much a part of the fabric of our lives. I am thankful for the wisdom that seems to come with the passing of years. Now, I'm not holding myself up to be some sort of long-bearded, wizened old fellow sitting on a mountaintop, though I do rather have the beard part down. But it seems to me that I do somehow manage to do outdoor things in a smarter, more efficient way than I did when I was younger. Though considering how low that bar might have been, perhaps it's a given. And I know it's not just me, because when I hunt with folks younger than me, something that gets easier with each passing year, they often make comments that seem to reinforce that perhaps I am managing to take on a bit of wisdom, even as I add white hairs to the beard. There's probably actually a correlation between those two things. At any rate, I am thankful things may be trending in that direction, and not the other direction. The last thing I'll give up a thank you for today is something I mentioned a few weeks ago, our armed forces. I am thankful that we have dedicated men and women who choose to support our nation in a way that lets us do things like get together with family and eat turkey dinners and pursue outdoor lifestyles and sit around waxing about things we're thankful for. Maybe some of those things were on your list and mind yesterday. Maybe not. I would argue that a few of them should have been if they weren't. Whatever your list might have been, a belated, by a day, happy Thanksgiving to one and all. Have a safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving weekend. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.